Nation.com. What is on your mind? It's the question we begin each and every program with, and to spend a good chunk of 3 hours deciphering. One of the most enjoyable talk radio programs I've ever done in however many decades I've been doing this.
It's amazing.
It's a lot of fun.
Every day is different.
You know what's most fun about it is that really I could literally get on the program and not say a word. Other than, Mark, you're next. Brad, you're next. Chris, you're next. You know,
and you know when you've done conservative talk with a real specific agenda with a specific lineup of guests, then you're on the line for everything you say. But now it's the people talking, and you're just enabling the conversation. It's beautiful, man.
It is, and it really, you know, I think it's a metaphor for what could solve a lot. In other words, I have great, enormous respect for conservative talk voices, and I think, quite honestly, at the top, the Rush Limbaughs, the Mark Levins,
right,
you know, are educators.
Genius.
They give people hope because they hear somebody that can put a sentence together that, you know, helps them.
But you know,
say, exactly, that's how I feel.
They got 100 people staffing them. They got a production team that, they're like a fluid heritage on air. It's amazing what they do.
And, you know, all the way down to what we're doing here with Mark and the afternoon Common Sense Club from 2 until 5, which is really, more than anything, just designed to be a reminder of the teachings of the Founding Fathers. You know?
Right, more than anything else.
And the founding principles of this country. So, but what to me, the metaphor of what will rescue America from the brink of disaster that we find ourselves on is people. It's
people,
real people,
who are willing to stand up for their faith. The vast majority, do you realize it's still 90% believe in God? All you got to do is take that a couple of steps further. Well, then, if he is real, and if when you die you go somewhere, your soul either lives forever or it doesn't. We're either an accident or in the beginning God. And if we stand on those two platforms that the Founding Fathers did and then follow its logical path to integrity, framed and, you know, even contained by the biblical writings and the Golden Rule and the Ten Commandments, culture changes.
So it's fun to be a part of this day in and day out, and we enjoy it very much. And when we ask the question, what's on your mind, we really, I've got a list of things in front of me that I assume are on your mind because they're in the news, right? I mean, things like, on the local front, a couple of stories about how many health plans are being canceled because of reforms in North Dakota and Minnesota is an example. And by the way, we're just dealing with the tip of the iceberg right now because individual plans are a small percentage of the overall market, right?
Right.
Because remember, the employer mandate was delayed a year because they saw that disaster coming.
Politically.
So these huge numbers we're hearing about plans being canceled, that's of a small slice of the market.
Right.
So again, we're just scratching the surface here, but we're getting numbers on North Dakota and Minnesota that are pretty significant. Some stories this weekend about, James Farragut, I know, and he's a nice guy. But he's obviously left of Lenin, and he's written this column for the Forum this weekend, in which he recounts his trip to the Bach, and I have spent an enormous amount of time there. He evidently goes there occasionally for, you know, a camping trip or something, and he's benchmarking how it is now versus in. You know, here he talks about flaring as an example. I mean,
that's pathetic.
There's two ways to look at flaring. I think it's beautiful. I mean, I
call them the freedom flares, man.
Because we know where there's flares, you've got oil production going on. We know what that does to supply our energy needs in this country. You don't lift a plane off the ground, right? And rather than go to war over oil overseas, we're able to do more and more of it here, boost our economy, hire folks at twice the national average, and ideally there will not be flares at some point, but that's a product of how fast this is moving.
There's an environmental aspect too. These flares are burning such a high percentage of combustion. This stuff is clean, man. It's like a Bunsen burners all over the countryside.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a resource. I'd rather not have them flare off, right?
But because we're gathering 30 times the value of what we're flaring, because of what's coming out in the pipelines, what's coming out of the oil, you know, this is just the frosting on the cake.
In the grand scheme of this great state, the flaring episode is but a blip, right?
That's
it's like,
right.
It's just a tiny little blip of what overall, when this story is told from beginning to end, from the very first time a drop of oil came out to wherever we're going to land, and Lord knows, I mean, we still get a very small percentage of the oil out of the ground.
Well, where we're going to land is entirely different based on the elections of 2014 and 16.
True.
You couldn't have more pivotal scenarios possible.
Do you know we're 1 year today? From the 2014 election?
1 year today.
1 year today.
The 4th of November, folks. Start saving your money. Find candidates that stand on the truth. Everybody needs a Liberty account now more than ever before.
And, you know, it's going to be a very, very interesting year. So much will be settled in the next year. It's unbelievable. Think about Obamacare. Think about energy. I mean, really, this is it. This is it because the Obama administration knows this. This is their last bite at the apple. The next year is their last bite at the apple. They don't think they don't have the back going to potentially come as a result of that election.
Now, unless they reestablish Nancy Pelosi, and do not underestimate that possibility, folks, and Harry Reid, now they know how to work owning all three aspects of government.
Right, and I'm saying what they have in the next year is they know the roadmap. They know what
right.
they have, and so it's their last bite at the apple. Because after the election, there's the potential that could change. There's also the potential to go back the other way, certainly.
Way back.
And that's why this election is, as much as this will probably drive you crazy to hear me say, the most important in your lifetime. Because, you know, and the one after that will be pretty darn important, too.
I have said that the last three are the most important of all time, and we blew 12. Big time. And now the stitch in time saves 9. You know, the world would have been entirely different if a wonderful entrepreneur gentleman by the name of Romney would have been president.
He was on one of the Sunday shows of the week. He's kind of reemerging a little bit, at least to let his voice be heard. North Dakota offers, this might be on some folks' mind, they might be thinking deer hunting this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, close to religion in North Dakota.
I've had a couple of people say that that's their food. That's their meat for the winter.
There you go. And unfortunately, it's the lowest number of deer tags offered in 30 years.
Oof.
So that, you know, not everybody that wanted one got one. But anyway, so that could be on your mind as well. The bottom line, when we ask that question, we're sincere about it. And if you have things on your mind, sometimes I even hesitate to begin the show by throwing out, you know, what's on my mind, because it sort of tends to steer the direction in one particular way.
Right.
And usually when we do that, we're pulling from the headlines. But we mean it when we ask what's on your mind. So
sometimes the headlines are so compelling you don't have a choice.
855-200-1776. I'll tell you what's on my mind. The fact that 40 Days for Life wrapped up last night.
Yeah.
A wonderful cause. But because the 40 Days for Life campaign is over does not mean we do not need to continue to fight for this cause. And tonight, there is an event. If you're on the eastern end of the state, I'd encourage you to take in the Shanley Teens for Life. These are youngsters committed to life. Okay? These are kids.
Did you invite me to that?
Yes. Yes.
Well, whoopee, I'm coming.
Tonight at our church.
And I'm not even Catholic. I'm just a regular old ribald Protestant, you know.
Well, first of all, you do not have to be Catholic to attend this event, nor do you have to be Catholic to be pro-life, right? I mean, this is a common sense issue more than anything. Anyway,
yep.
And that's one of the great things is 40 Days for Life. I mean, they have faith leaders from the Baptist faith. They have you know, Lutheran ministers.
I think the pro-life movement has done more than any issue since slavery to unify the body of Christ.
Absolutely. Anyway, let me tell you about this. Tonight, the Shanley Teens for Life, which is, again, Shanley High School youngsters that are a part of this effort, are holding their fourth annual Cupcakes for Life. And the keynote speaker tonight is the new bishop of the Fargo Diocese.
Oh, awesome.
Bishop John Fulda. So if you've not yet had a chance to hear Bishop Fulda, meet Bishop Fulda, this is a perfect opportunity to come to Saints Anne and Joachim Church. It's in the social hall tonight. Now, tickets are only $5. And what the tickets go for is because the cupcakes are donated. And so they have no expense for this. So when you buy a ticket for $5, you're helping these kids get to the March for Life event in Washington, D.C., which is coming up in January. It's a big deal. I mean,
and didn't you and Marie buy a whole table or something?
Yes, we have a table. You can buy a table of 8 for $40. Yep, so you're invited to our table.
Thank you so much.
Exactly. And but you can get tickets at the door tonight. Saints Anne and Joachim Church is on the corner of 52nd and 25th Street.
Yeah.
52nd Avenue and 25th Street. It's become sort of a landmark there in South Fargo.
Beautiful.
It's a huge, in fact, the biggest Catholic church in North Dakota.
Is it?
Yeah, it's 4 years old now, which is hard to believe because it still seems new, but we've had this 4 years, and it's a wonderful church. And so tonight, Bishop John Fulda will be there, and the Cupcakes for Life. The event goes from 7 until 8:30. Have a wonderful, delicious cupcake, cup of coffee, some fellowship with fellow pro-lifers, and hear from Bishop John Fulda on this all-important cause. You know, our slavery, our Holocaust, you know, the issue that must end in our lifetime. Hope you can come tonight. Love to see you there.
I found a Reagan quote about it. I'll share sometime today. I'm working on a new pro-life freedom minute, including Reagan.
I have my favorite Reagan quote. We'll share that at the bottom of the hour. We're also going to tell you about the Caters for Taters charity event coming up, and the Mark will be back with sports at the bottom of the hour, too.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau. The holidays get hectic, so don't be afraid to do something different this year and relax a little bit. I have the perfect spot, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The amenities are absolutely amazing. You will relax. Everything from the Copper Door Spa to all the outdoor activities to the 502 restaurant. The Chaser Bowling Alley is a blast. And you know what? If you bring the family to stay at Chase on the Lake for the holiday, you're going to get in on a great deal this year. It includes the delicious Thanksgiving buffet at the 502 restaurant. Take part in some family fun activities. Friday, enjoy the traditional Festival of Lights Parade and the lighting of the city of downtown Walker, Minnesota. A Norman Rockwell painting come to life. The package is available November 27th through December 1st. And you know what? Lodging, activities, and the Thanksgiving buffet from the 502 are all included. $349 for all 3 nights in a classic room. $449 for 3 nights in a classic condo. ChaseOnTheLake.com for more details, or call them at 888-CHASE-06 to book yours now.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, for our folks out west, you might not have read this, so I'll share a good chunk of it for you. And we're going to talk a little bit about it, Steve and I, today. By the way, on the program today, in the way of guests, we have the director of the North Dakota Aeronautics Commission on the state of air service across the state, which is growing with the amount of additional commerce that's happening here. So it's a good thing. Did I see that Wilson's like number two airport now? Steve remembers this. Was Fargo number one, Williston number two for airport boardings? Did we see that?
Yeah, Fargo was number one, Williston number two, but they were pretty close.
And when you think about the amount of flights in and out of Fargo versus the amount of flights in and out of Williston, and the fact that, you know, that wasn't all that long ago. In fact, I flew out of Williston. When was that? It was one of those deals where I had to be on the west for one event, and then I had to get back east. So I had to go, I think, to Washington, D.C., but I was on the eastern end of the state. And so I ended up flying out of Williston. I fly from Williston to Denver to go to D.C. with a stop in Wyoming. And there was one choice, and it was, of course, you know, little tiny commuter plane. Well, that's changed, you know. And that was just in the last two, 3 years, but not long. So anyway, we'll get just an overview of just how things are looking with the director of the North Dakota Aeronautics Commission, because air service is in good shape across the great state. In our 10 o'clock hour, we invited back Dale Zimmerman of the Peacock Alley and Mike Moschenberger of the Expressway Inn. They joined us for a bit on Thursday on the program, but it got so, for one, Mike was scheduled to be here and hadn't got the message that he was supposed to be here, and so it was just Dale, but they ended up taking a bunch of calls. These are two conservative, you know, Mike Moschenberger, part of the Tea Party movement, for crying out loud. I mean, these are solid conservatives who believe desperately that we need immigration reform, and they were just in Washington, D.C. arguing in favor of it. Now, a lot of our listeners, and I count myself among them, are very weary of what immigration reform is going to look like, because it's going to be Nancy Pelosi style, right? Immigration reform, Barack Obama style. So I know that a lot of our listeners will have questions, but these two adamantly believe we need this, and that there's a lot of misinformation out there. So we'll give them a chance to say their piece and then take your calls. And also, as I mentioned, Fred Hudson from RDO Equipment will be here. The RDO Taters for Charity event is coming up. Always a fun event, so we're going to talk about that at the bottom of the hour. And more about the Cupcakes for Life event. Anyway, let's go back and talk about this story. James Farragut is an economist. He's actually a marketing consultant, but he writes a freelance column for the Forum of Fargo Moorhead and has been for a number of years. And I open up the Sunday paper, and I see plunder in Bakken accelerates. Plunder. All right?
I think plunder might be a little strong of a term.
Yeah, I think so, too. So you get an idea right there. So let's start with that. That's I'm going to keep track of what I consider to be offensive terms in here. He starts by telling us he's an expert. And anybody that has to tell you an expert, I'm always a little worried. But, you know, says I have a good perspective on what's happening in the Bakken oil boom. I've had clients in Western North Dakota for years. Well, that doesn't mean much. It means you go out there and see a client, or I do too. It'd make me an expert on it. Anyway, he said he was cold weather camping in the Badlands last week. So he took the opportunity to taste, feel, and smell life on a well site when he visited his daughter, Lauren, who was a geologist on well sites owned by Hess. Consider the underbelly of the Bakken. 5 years ago, I saw a bumper sticker saying, "We're rocking the Bakken." And
I agree with those, by the way.
Others saying we'd be walking if it weren't for the Bakken. But there could be bumper stickers no one would want on their vehicles. They might say we're beaten by the Bakken or foiled by oil. Yeah, I don't want those. Anyway, he says in an effort to protect people and places, names and locations are changed, but facts are unaltered. All right, so he's going to tell a story here, but he doesn't dare quote who he's telling the story from. 2 years ago, I chaperoned teenagers on a Badlands trip. We went to the Knife River Indian Museum, Lynch Flint Quarry. We hiked, rode horseback, visited the Killdeer Battlefield, climbed to the top of Medicine Hole Peak, and swam in Medora. Everywhere, the majesty of the Badlands reigned supreme. The vistas were pristine, awe-inspiring, unblemished, unaware then that the oil monster was lurking. Okay, I'm offended with that term, too. Are you? Oil monster?
The biggest thing I take out of the whole story is I guess he'd like to see his daughter unemployed.
Yeah, there you go. Interesting point. Yeah, no kidding. And maybe his gas tank should be welded shut. You know, the gas just weld that shut.
How did you get out to the Badlands to go cold weather camping? Did you walk?
Yeah.
Did you bring a camper? And how did you pull it there?
Good point.
Sure,
he goes on to
heavy.
He goes on to say in this column, last week it was evident the monster had claimed another geological victim. I love these terms. Being blown around on roads by semis traveling at light speed was a precursor to a bigger show. At dusk, a Hollywood dreamlike version of Armageddon assaulted our eyes. Now it's Armageddon. Without warning, we were surrounded by the golden eerie, I don't know what this word is, ace, teeline glow? Is it teeline or tyline? A-C-E-T-Y-L-Y-N-E. L-E-N-E, rather. There's an L in it, I don't know. Anyway, the glow of glass bears, flares, near and distant. A droning derrick drill violated the once church-like silence of our campsite. The artificial glow of white light from a well site a half mile above and behind us eclipsed the canopy of stars. It wasn't until dawn that we saw the magnitude of the plunder. Spectacular buttes and valleys that define the geology of the Badlands have been defiled by a plateau-leveling, newly scrapped road, 40 feet wide and a half mile long, leading to 22 well sites. We'd ridden horses on the same trail 18 months ago. I'd heard stories about ranchers who own mineral rights and landowners who don't, but I hadn't experienced the effects on the daily life and spirit of people I knew. A state park owns 1,000 acres near our campsite, but the surrounding 3,000 acres are privately owned, ranched and managed by a family I'll call the Smiths. The mineral rights, Reed Oil, are where the money is, and rarely are owned by the surface owner. In the case of the Smiths, alternating sections of land along either side of the railroad tracks are owned by the railroad. By the luck of the draw, the Smiths missed out on the mineral rights on the land they have nurtured for more than a century. The Smiths were approached by ConocoPhillips and told that the company intended to contract for 3 wells on their land. That was revised to 13 wells, and ultimately 22 wells were contracted. For their trouble and for their minor scarring of the buttes, by the way, minor scarring is in quotes, so I don't take it he means anything's minor scarring, and the use of the land of Smiths will be paid $1,000 per well per year. Oh, as an added bonus, ConocoPhillips is giving them an annual road easement payment of $500. Let's put that in perspective on the Smiths' $22,500 annual compensation for the rape. I mean use of the land. Isn't this priceless? Based on today's $106 price per barrel, the estimated market value of oil pumped out of the Bakken is $100 million per day. It's estimated that $20 million in royalty payments are paid out every day. The total estimated market value of oil being pumped out of the Bakken each month is $3 billion. Do the math. How fairly are landowners treated? It's the cruel calculus of the economic model that drives every first world country. I'm not worried about the Smiths because faith, family, perseverance, strength, and pride are in their DNA. I do worry about ConocoPhillips, Halliburton, Hess Oil, and the rest of the oil monsters. I don't know how the bastards sleep at night. Seriously. Can you believe this?
Is there a way we can shut off his electricity and his vehicle and...
Yeah, hopefully
his horse to work.
Hopefully his iPhone's not charged today and his gas cap is welded shut. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Anyway, that's what he thinks. That's what's on his mind. You're going to get a chance to tell us what's on yours coming up.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Winter's here. Maybe it's time to finally think about building the shelter to protect your vehicles from the frigid temps and snow. Well, the team at Legacy Steel Buildings is standing by. Ready to go to work on budget, on time, and done right. They're the experts at building solid, quality, and cost-effective residential steel garages. 10 vivid colors and 4 trim colors to choose from. Very easy to match your home's exterior. And Legacy Steel Buildings has been the leader in pre-engineered buildings for more than 40 years. They know construction like no one else. Call them. Have their expert building consultants get started on your project today. On time, on budget, and done right. Legacy Steel Buildings can have your garage built quickly and affordably. Your warehouse, your hangar, office space, retail store, a warehouse, they do it all. Check out that new CSI building in Williston, 300 feet wide. That's a Legacy Steel project, and there's many more like it all across the world. They're the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. Call them at 800-237-9620 or online at LegacySteelBuilding.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Your mind, Steve Bakken and I will return to the topic of what did plunder, rape, oil monster, being beaten by the Bakken, the scarring of the land. Holy buckets! Hoping that referring to ConocoPhillips, Halliburton, Hess Oil, and the rest of the oil monsters as bastards. My gosh. Yeah, are you offended by all that?
Oh, work? I'm indignified.
Anyway, James Farragut had a real over-the-top column, and we'll tackle that coming up here in a little bit. So stay tuned for that. Mark is here to tell us about sports, and true Mark fashion, he comes in here beaming about the Timberwolves and ignoring the Minnesota Vikings topic. Whenever there's something, you were hoping I would like forget about it. Oh, what a night from Minnesota! Those Timberwolves, man.
And what about those Wild? What about the Wild?
Yeah. Never mind the Vikes just handing it to Dallas.
And my son was at the game, and my son-in-law were at the game. They went there at 7 in the morning because they live right by Arlington, 2 miles away. So they go there and see. The Cowboys played just great, except for a few little things like horrific coaching. Ponder just says, "Oh, here, why don't you have a touchdown in the end zone, and a missed extra point from an all-pro kicker, and then he's in his, and then they don't even go for a kick." And anyway, it was grim.
Haley, our youngest, I brought to school this morning, and we brought one of the neighbor kids along, one of her classmates, was riding along today, and he was giving me his. The download, literally play by play, and it's just, can you believe those Vikings? You know, 10-year-old, just going off. I'm with you. Anyway, more on the sports in just a minute. I want to tell you about a special event coming up. Circle your calendar for Thursday. The 14th annual RDO Taters for Charity event is happening at the Doublewood Inn. It's one of those sort of just fun fall events that's for a great cause. Fred Hudson from RDO Equipment is here to tell us about it. Hello, Fred. How are you?
I'm doing good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Are you you recovering from the Vikings loss yesterday?
I am. I think they went out. They'll be, 500 maybe?
If we're lucky, yeah.
That's the internal optimist speaking right there. So.
Yeah.
We got this great event coming up on Thursday. It's our 14th annual, as you said, Taters for Charity. Potato event. These things are not your normal potatoes. These are huge pound taters, we call them. It's a meal in a potato, with a ton of different toppings. Wonderful way to get together and see everybody in town. Everybody comes from around the area. Great event. It's going to be at the Doublewood Inn, right on 13th and Fargo, from about 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So, and I should tell you, if you can't make it there to actually eat the potatoes, you can do takeout as well. So, we kind
of a lot of people do. They bring them back to the office and stuff, and so it's kind of neat. And you allow like takeout orders online ahead of time, right?
That's right. Yep. Get your takeout orders in. You can specify what type of toppings you want. We're full service here. You get each one is packaged up separately with a name on it, so it can't be easier to get a whole bunch of potatoes for your office or for your friends or whatever, and support this great cause. I should tell you the charity we're working with this year. Every year we choose a different charity, and this year it's Project Ignite Light, which is a wonderful charity. Works with kids around the area when they're in situations where they have to go to a hospital to be examined in cases of abuse. What Project Ignite Light does is provide them with a bag of hope. This is a bag that has a pair of pajamas. It has a flashlight for them. It's got the basics that they might need. You know, these are kids that are taken out of their homes at a horrible time. This group supports them in ways, when they, that they really need it. And we cannot be more proud to have our name alongside with them and, give them some proceeds from this charity event.
That's neat. And as Fred mentioned, every year they pick a different charity, so you get to learn about a new charity, and it's a neat, fun thing. Thursday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., you get the big, giant potato $6 meal, and Mark, you'll like this, okay? Get a load of your topping choices. Chili, broccoli and cheese, salsa, bacon bits, sour cream, plus a beverage and dessert.
Want them all.
All for $6. You probably would want them all, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, do we need to get tickets in advance?
You can get tickets in advance, or you can get them at the door, either way. So we try to make this flexible. If you want to get them in advance, through tomorrow, you can get them at Hornbacher's in Fargo. We also have them at our headquarters building, which is in Fargo, just south of Island Park. Or, you can go out to rdocaterstaters.com, and there's information about the takeout and stuff like that out there as well. But we try to make it easy on people. Also, I gotta mention, we have a great raffle too. Raffle tickets, are available the day of. Once again, lots of wonderful prizes. You don't have to be present to win. You know, we throw in, there's a choice of a John Deere riding lawn tractor, John Deere generator. We've got a connection there. Some great, great prizes that people can win.
Sounds good. Well, we'll see you Thursday, Fred. Thanks for telling everybody about it.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Fred Hudson from RDO Equipment. And, again, the Taters for Charity event. It's always at the Doublewood. It's Thursday, November 7th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. RDOCatersTaters.com. Check that out. You'll enjoy that. I'm sorry, we're talking about food today, and Thursday's Caters Taters and tonight's Cupcakes for Life. And we have some folks. We better find a tasty charity event to talk about in out in the Bakken too, so we don't make anybody jealous out there.
Yeah,
yeah, it's time. Yeah. All right, now we can talk a little bit about the Vikes and the sports. But first, by the way, speaking of the other charity event tonight, the Cupcakes for Life. Here's my favorite Ronald Reagan quote
about life.
You said you had one as well, right?
I do, and I've got a whole handful of
them. Do you?
He was an absolute life philosopher, wrote a book about it. Only president to ever do it during his term.
Very good point. Here's my favorite, and this is on his tombstone at the Reagan Library, right at his gravesite. I know in my heart that man is good, that what is right will always eventually triumph, and there is purpose and worth to each and every life. And I love that quote. I love that quote. For one, it's vintage Ronald Reagan. It's optimism, right? That no matter where we are at this, I mean, and I think a lot of people right now say, boy, is America's in some bit of peril with the debt and, the takers and the makers and the battles that are underway. But when you think about things you disagree with and just ponder that, hey, what is right will always eventually triumph. You might go through a tough time, but then to end with, there's purpose and worth to each and every life.
And he even takes it further than that in every legislator, every doctor, and every citizen needs to recognize that the real issue is whether to affirm and protect the sanctity of all human life, or to embrace a social ethic where some human lives are valued and others are not. As a nation, we must choose between the sanctity of life ethic and the quality of life ethic. How concise. He said, the most important issue is, no, he said, there is no greater, more important issue than the issue of life.
Said quite well by the one and only Ronald Reagan. Anyway, we raised those because Mark promised he'd give you a good Ronald Reagan quote on life earlier, and we'd like to keep our promises. And also another reminder to tell you that the fourth annual Cupcakes for Life event is tonight, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Saints Anne and Joachim.
Are you going to wear a suit?
Church in the social hall. I don't think so. Why?
I don't know. I don't know what to wear.
No, you come as you are.
I spill cupcakes everywhere I look, you know.
Everyone is invited. Bring your friends and family. Have delicious cupcakes. And also hear a keynote address by Bishop John Fulda. You know what's most fun about that? Bishop Fulda being there is fantastic, and I think it's neat that a lot of people get to maybe meet the bishop for the first time or hear him for the first time on this issue. And he is great. He's just youthful and full of life and wonderful. But the best part of this is the kids. You just get the energy of the kids and how committed they are to this pro-life cause. So that's
going to Washington. Think about this. A pilgrimage for life.
So when you buy a ticket for $5 at the door or buy a table of eight for $40, all of those proceeds go to the March for Life cost for the youth to Washington, D.C. So it's a great cause. Will you join me tonight? St. Anne's and Joachim is in the corner of 52nd Avenue South and 25th Street in Fargo. Can't miss the big steeple there, South Fargo. Love to see you there. Come up and say hi if you come, okay? All right, let's talk sports. The Vikes blow it.
Mm-hmm.
This is really a
mm-hmm.
kick in the gut for the Vikes. I mean,
it really is. Yeah. And they played heads up. They played great. They looked dominant at times. Adrian was cut loose. He said his grieving is over. He was 100%. He rushed for almost 150 yards. He looked great. Ponder looked great, except for just a couple of, you know, one really lame interception.
We're leading. 3 points.
With
two minutes left, and we lose the game.
We didn't even try to kick a field goal with the best field goal kicker on the planet, who had previously missed an extra point.
Oh.
We did. I believe, and this was my first takeaway, the coach lost that game for us. It was too predictable. There's times everybody in the world knew what the next play was going to be.
So you're on the Leslie Frazier blew it bandwagon.
I know this, that several of your listeners, and I'm not kidding, could coach that team better than he is. There's no doubt. I'm serious.
Well, you don't wish for him what happened to the Houston Texans coach.
Oh, no. I like the man.
What was that? Watching the late game last night, and the coach of the Texans has all of a sudden got a pack of paramedics around him. I guess it was not a heart attack, but he was speaking, but his eyes were all squinched up like he was in terrible pain.
Well, Houston was having...
No, they were up by a bunch, and then they lost.
Well, it might have been part of that process, you know. You know how when you okay, a typical example for a layperson is watching the Vikings give away a victory. Imagine if you're the coach and you feel like you're hanging on by your fingernails. Your blood pressure is going up, Scott.
Yeah.
Your anxiety levels are going up because guess what? You're defined by how many wins you have. That's your identity as a man if you're the coach.
All right, minute left. What else on sports?
Kevin Martin, excuse me. Okay.
You pulled one of the news headlines there, didn't you?
Wait till you're old.
Yeah.
5 for 5 from 3-point land, scored 30 points.
You're fired up, aren't you?
Kevin Love, 34 points. We got a team 9 or 10 deep. D. Wills looking great coming off the bench. Shved.
We need a team, by the way.
We got a team, yeah. And they're playing together. They're fast-breaking. Their defense is awesome. They've won 3 in a row for the first time in 12 years. And the Wild is cooking. Another shutout. 2 great goalies. We won 4-0. Great night. Horrible afternoon.
There you go. Beautiful.
Yeah.
So you're done?
I'm happy.
You're happy?
We got our winter sports are cooking.
The Vikings didn't depress you?
Yes, but I worked
quickly tuned it out.
I read this book of I'm going to be talking to the author of The New White Trash. That's so delightful. It humored me up. I had a small nap. Then I went and watched the Timberwolves and the Wild. Ha ha ha.
Then you were happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the premise of the book White Trash?
The New White Trash that we become a nation of Springer and. Tattoos and piercings and vulgarity and rudeness and crudeness.
Not here. Not on the heartland. I don't think that's a majority. I think that will always be, but
Hollywood.
It's scary. Where the culture's going, scary. I guarantee
it. She's got some really good points. You wait.
Major.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Hey, Scott Hanlon with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
What is on your mind? Question we ask. 855-200-1776, if you can't wait to answer that question. Is it the plunder in the oil bucket? I'm not, you know, here's what I'd love to know. There's a lot of folks listening as we speak and listen to us every day, especially on KTGO 1090 Radio, our oil patch blowtorch in the bucket. You know, and I'm thinking if I'm sitting behind the wheel of a semi, maybe it's a pretty good change, or I'm driving to and from a oil rig getting ready to go to work. I mean, it's just, you know, if you sell bread for a living, you're benefiting from oil production, right? So there's thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people within the sound of my voice who are providing for their families as a result of oil production. And when you hear this sort of crazy talk, what I would call the Buffalo Commons kind of viewpoint of oh, this is terrible. I mean, you can find a lot of oases still in North Dakota. And I do empathize with people who have, you know, maybe lived for generations in a particular spot and happen to be right in the middle of you know, say, for instance, there's development across the street from them on a property they don't own that they can't control. You know, that's an unfortunate thing. But if you choose to live without neighbors, you can still do that in North Dakota without going too far, even in the oil patch. All right? You don't have to go too far. So it's still here. It isn't like, I'm trapped. If you're of that, you prefer that kind of lifestyle. But, if you make your living, you provide for your family based on oil development, and you hear people suggest this is a plunder and this is an oil monster and we're foiled by oil and we're beaten by the Bakken and they're raping our land. And what's your reaction to that? 855-200-1776. Give it to me in a word. Give it to me in a sentence. Give it to me in a paragraph. I don't care. Whatever it takes. 855-200-1776. Now, that might be on your mind. What else might be on your mind? Deer hunting. Just wanting the week to fly by so you can get out there in a deer stand. Get your orange on. That would be... I'd understand. What else? How do you control lightning? Maybe how do you control lightning? Because that's what we now know was the cause of the oil spill north of Tioga that has been international news. Kind of takes a wind out of the sail of the gotcha crowd, doesn't it? Yeah. Can't put lightning back in a bottle. It happens. It's an act of God. Last time I checked. There's a story out about food stamp cuts creating high demand for food bank supplies, saying that 47 million Americans face cuts in food stamps. Now, I got to know more about this story because, for one, we've just had a pretty robust debate about the explosive growth of food stamps. And about the government that, for instance, just puts you on them whether you ask for them or not. But evidently, some changes were put in place Friday as a temporary boost to the federal program comes to an end. Oh, I see how they do this. So they add stuff and, as a temporary boost, and then when they take it away, they call it a cut. That doesn't sound like a cut to me. That sounds like the end of a program designed to, and this is how government works. And so now it'll be in every paper today. Oh, they're cutting foods. No. A program ended. And again, what was the program's intent? I hope it will help people in need, but I'm guessing it's to further dependence, unfortunately. So this temporary boost was meant to be temporary, and now because it hasn't been extended by Congress, another game they play all the time, then it's a cut, see? Unbelievable. And get a load of this. Here's the sky is falling because a family of four that gets $668 per month in benefits is going to have the amount trimmed by $36. And the story is suggesting this means now, because that $36 reduction is going to happen, that, we better ramp up the food banks. Holy buckets, we're going from 668 to, what, 632? I mean, seriously. This is how they write stories in America. This is journalism. In fact, that's my Journalism 101 example for today. That and the column on the plunder in the patch. My, oh my, as Scotty Miller would say. Unbelievable. I guess I have to get to the weather before the end of the hour as well. Also, we're going to talk with the director of the North Dakota Aeronautics Commission coming up here a little bit, and two conservative Bismarck businessmen that say it is time for immigration reform. Oh, boy, I'm sorry I talked too long here. Chance of rain and cloudy skies, high near 46 today. Breezy in Fargo tonight, about 26 tomorrow, partly sunny, 41. Right now, And a Tioga chance of snow showers before noon, mostly cloudy, 32 tonight, about 17.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.